This is the shellac stack. Now to quote my friend Nolan Porterfield, want to hear some old scratchy records?
I can't sleep, I can't see. Get up in the morning, baby, and I can't eat. I just worry, baby, worry the whole day through. Don't know how I'll make it, baby, if I don't have you. I'm dead broke, all my clothes and so, and can't find a friend, I'm all in. I just worry, baby, worry the whole day through. Don't know how I'll make it, baby, if I don't have you. Everything I do it wrong. Ain't had no loving, babe, since you've been gone. If you don't come back, babe, I don't know what I'll do. Ain't had no loving since I've loved you. I don't know what I'll do, babe, what I'll do without you. You gave me my chance, and I didn't make good. Tell me, baby, who's chopping your doggone wood? I just worry, baby, worry the whole day through. Don't know how I'll make it if I don't have you.
That I find absolutely haunting to open this edition of the Shellac Stack. That's Arthur Taylor, better known as Montana Taylor, singing his own composition, I Can't Sleep, recorded April 19th, 1946 in Chicago for Rudy Blush's Circle label, which was then only a few months old, one of the most important independent jazz and ragtime labels of the late 1940s. That was issued on Circle J-1009. Montana Taylor, an interesting if somewhat shadowy figure. He was born in Montana and then kicked around the Midwest in the early decades of the 20th century, spent time in Cleveland, Ohio, in Chicago, where he recorded that. He made some recordings for Vocalion in the late 1920s and then kind of disappeared in the Depression and resurfaced in 1946 when Rudy Blush asked him to come back, record a few more selections in the studio, and produced a handful of 78s, all of which I find worth listening to, and that one in particular has some really nice things going on. If it's a little dark for the opening of a Shellac Stack program, I must confess that once again, it's been a tragic couple of weeks for people near and dear to me, and I won't bore you or darken your doorstep with all the details here. If you would like to know more and know what you might be able to do to help in the crisis that I've been dealing with, you can visit the Shellac Stack website, www.briansright.com. click on the Shellac Stack link, and you'll find a little note there about what I'm talking about if you care to know. But I should say that this program will be not all doom and gloom. We do have quite an interesting stack of records for you today. Everything from Stan Kenton and Harry Reeser and Louis Armstrong to Franklin Bauer, Gene Goldkett, Benny Goodman. It's going to be a nice varied playlist. A little heavy on the jazz today, but that's okay by me. And so I thank you for tuning in and hope that you will stick around for today's program. My name is Brian Wright. This is the Shellac Stack, a program featuring 78 RPM records of the early 20th century. And from Montana Taylor now, we move to Max Dolan's orchestra, who is going to begin the first in a set of two pieces dealing with, can I call them exotic dances? But songs about dances, let's put it that way. First, it's one called The Tango Girl, recorded for Vocalion Records in July of 1923, Vocalion 14564. After that, something a little unusual, a little modern for the Shellac Stack, we'll hear Stan Kenton and his orchestra on a Capitol 78 from 1947, a Pete Rugolo composition called Artistry in Bolero. So from the tango to the bolero now, beginning with Max Dolan's orchestra. Thank you. Stan Kenton and his orchestra there on Capitol 20086 from 1947, Artistry in Bolero. Before that, it was Max Dolan's orchestra and a number called The Tango Girl, recorded for Vocalion in 1923. Well, it is spring, and spring means plenty of pollen, and pollen does mean, for me, plenty of allergies, and that has certainly been the case here for the past week and a half. I don't think I sound too stuffy, but you can be the judge of that. It did have me thinking, though, about finding some records that might have a little something to do with spring, even if not real obviously, and this next one came to mind. It's Phil Reeve and Ernest Moody, a singing duo recorded in Charlotte, North Carolina on August 10th, 1927, while Victor was in town on one of their territory recording sessions looking for local musicians. Described on the label as Yodel Duet with Guitars, the name of this tune is Bees Are Humming Around the Flowers.
Bees are humming around the flowers all day long. Birds are whining happy hours away.
ain't nothing better that I like to do than to sit round a house when the folks ain't home and listen to the music of the gramophone.
I like mountain music, good old mountain music, played by a real hillbilly band. Yes, sir. Give me rural rhythm, let me sway right with them. I think their melodies are grand.
I've heard
Hawaiians play from the land of the wicky wacky, but I must say
that they can't beat turkey in the draw by cracky.
I like mountain music, good old mountain music, played by a real hillbilly band.
Couldn't resist tacking that on. That's the Goodrich Cavaliers under the direction of Sam Ross, a Crown record recorded in New York City in December of 1932. The tune, I Like Mountain Music. Yes, I do. Larry Murphy and Tom Lowe singing the vocal on that record. Before that, it was Phil Reeve and Ernest Moody, Victor 20929, recorded in Charlotte, North Carolina. Nice copy of that. August 10th, 1927, Bees Are Humming Around the Flowers. And that tune was written by Ernest Moody, who was really named Charles Moody, and he was a public school teacher at the time that was recorded, and also a member of a popular string band, the Georgia Yellowhammers. And Phil Reeve was also in the Georgia Yellowhammers, and some of the record collectors out there may be familiar with some of those records. I have to look and see if I have any. I don't believe I do, but if I do, maybe I'll try to pull them out for a future program. Anyway, nice record, Phil Reeve and Ernest Moody, Bees Are Humming Around the Flowers, which is exactly what I see outside my window this morning. Well, up next, a couple of pretty decent jazz records, maybe the first more in the hot dance genre rather than straight-ahead jazz, but that's okay too. Harry Reeser and his group, the Clico Club Eskimos, named after the brand of ginger ale that the group was sponsored by when they appeared on radio and advertisements. We'll hear Too Busy, a song that was recorded on June 14th, 1928, and features Tom Stax, the ubiquitous Tom Stax, singing the vocal, even though he's not credited on the label. After that, we'll go to Chicago and hear Louis Armstrong and his orchestra. Pardon me, I should pronounce that the way my neighbor Russell Ball would have me say it. Chicago, with a long A in the middle. Louis Armstrong and his orchestra, hear me talking to ya, and we'll hear some nice bit of piano from Earl Hines, not to mention Louis Armstrong on trumpet on that record, one credited to Louis Armstrong and Don Redman. So from December of 1928, we'll hear that. But first, here are the Clico Club Eskimos.
Thank you. music. What's more, and I'm not lying, I've noticed you've been trying hard to shake me, and it's making me blue. I can understand your action, but I'll get my satisfaction. Don't you worry, just you wait and see. Wait till you want me, honey, then it won't be so funny when I say that I'm too busy for you.
Hear me talking to you.
Hear Me Talking to You was the name of that, spelled H-E-A-H. at the beginning, Louis Armstrong and his orchestra. Before that, the Clico Club Eskimos, directed by banjoist Harry Reeser, and a thing called Too Busy, with the vocal by Tom Stax. Next up, I've got a couple of records dealing with the evening and nighttime for you. First, it's that semi-classic, At Sundown, When Love Is Calling Me Home, written by Walter Donaldson. This is an early recording of it, sung by Franklin Bauer on Victor 20504. Another nice copy here. March 1st, 1927, recorded in New York City. After that, we'll hear one from the Five Birmingham Babies, one of the pseudonyms often used by the Golden Gate Orchestra or the California Ramblers or the Varsity Eight or however you want to call them, that wonderful group of the mid-1920s that made so many spectacular records. And I do believe we'll hear just a little bit of Adrian Rollini on the bass saxophone on this record. It's perfect 14635. The composer credited on the label is Adrian Rollini, and this was recorded April 22nd, 1926 in New York City. It's called Remember the Night. So first, Franklin Bauer with At Sundown.
Thank you.
not quite as blistering hot as the band was capable of playing, that's still a nice record. Remember the Night, played by the Five Birmingham Babies on A Perfect 78 from 1926. Before that, Franklin Bauer singing a song that I really, really like, At Sundown, When Love Is Calling Me Home, written by Walter Donaldson, recorded there in March of 1927. Before I continue, I would like to pause just for a few moments and say hello and thank you to a handful of people who have written to me over the past couple of weeks. It's been very interesting to me to get some nice letters from listeners who used to hear me when I was on the Boston Pete radio network, 10, almost 15 years ago, and then that stopped for a while before I recommenced with these Shellac Stack programs. But it's interesting that some of the people from way back in the Boston Pete days have managed to find their way to the Shellac Stack program. So I'd like to say hello to John, also to Richard, and to Owen Daw down in all the way in New Zealand. And thanks so much for the letters. It's wonderful to hear from you. If you would like to write to me, I welcome those emails. You can address it to shellacstack@gmail.com. That's shellacstack@gmail.com. Or you can just visit the Shellac Stack website. Just do a search in your favorite search engine, and I'm sure you'll find the Shellac Stack program on my website, www.briansright.com, where you can use a handy contact form to send me a message. If you just want to say hi, or if you have any requests, I'll do my best to play them for you. Well, up next, here is a Keynote record. I think I played a Keynote record just a few programs back, but this one I like a lot. It's the Lester Young Quartet, which featured Johnny Guarnieri on piano, Sidney Catlett on drums, and Slam Stewart on bass, in addition, of course, to Lester Young on his tenor sax. This is Keynote 603. It's a song that goes back to the 20s, although this was recorded in December of 1943. It's called I Never Knew. Thank you.
I'm gay, I never feel that way. I'm only painting the clouds with sunshine. When I hold back a tear to make a smile appear, I'm only painting the clouds with sunshine. Painting the blues, beautiful hues, colored with gold and all rose. Playing the clown, trying to drown all of my woes. Though things may not look bright, they all turn out all right if I keep painting the clouds with sunshine.
There's a record that was in my very first starter box of 78s back when I was in elementary school, a record I've loved ever since. Gene Goldkett and his orchestra with Frank Munn singing from June 14th, 1929, and Al Dubin and Joe Burke's song called Painting the Clouds with Sunshine, a record usually paired with Tiptoe Through the Tulips with Me, which is indeed on the reverse of that Victor 78, and nice little thing there. Before that, the Lester Young Quartet. Some nice piano from Johnny Guarnieri on that. Keynote 603, a song called I Never Knew, recorded in December of 1943, just at about the time the recording band was finishing up, or at least some of the independent labels got into the action, late 1943, I guess, recording again. Well, as I alluded to earlier on in the program, it has been a troubling couple of weeks and a lot of head scratching, a lot of asking why things happen. And that made me think about this next record from which sort of takes that and twists it into a humorous sort of thing rather than a tragic one. This is Bob Roberts singing on Columbia A302 from March of 1906. So we're going back 109 years. For this record. It's called You Will Have to Read the Answer in the Stars, and it's pretty funny, actually, if you take a moment to listen to the lyrics. I hope you'll be able to decipher them. I think it's pretty well recorded for a disc of its age, but see what you make of it. Bob Roberts now singing You Will Have to Read the Answer in the Stars.
Astrology is true. The little stars know all you do. They even know more than your wife, for they can tell your future life. Why does your girl get in a rage if you should ask her what her age? The little stars are on to her, so ask some good astrologer. You have to read the answer in the stars. Just drop a line to Jupiter or Mars. If her age is close to 40, tell me why she acts so haughty. You will have to read the answer in the stars. A man who's married comes home late. His little wife in lays in wait. He takes his shoes off in the hall, but when he's on the stairs, he'll fall. Does little wifey kiss him then and say he is the best of men? And does she help him up to bed and put some ice upon his head? You will have to read the answer in the stars. Just drop a line to Jupiter or Mars. When he comes home at 3:20, what she does to him is plenty. You will have to read the answer in the stars. men were blasting rock. They stopped to rest at 12 o'clock. Then on a box of dynamite, they both sat down their pipes to light. One of them said, "I wonder, Mick, would this stuff go off if we kick?" Mick said, "I tell you, when I try, none but the stars know his reply. You will have to read the answer in the stars. Just drop a line to Jupiter or Mars. Go to Capricorn or Cancer. They are up there with the answer. You will have to read the answer in the stars."
Perhaps not the most politically correct of songs, but it tickled me when I first heard it. Written by Harry Von Tilzer, that's called You Will Have to Read the Answer in the Stars, and I particularly like that last little story he relates towards the end of the record. I don't know if you were able to catch the lyrics. I'll repeat them here. He says, "Two Irish men were blasting rock. They stopped to rest at 12 o'clock. Then on a box of dynamite, they both sat down, their pipes to light. One of them said, 'I wonder, Mick, would this stuff go off if we kick?' Mick said, 'I'll tell you when I try. None but the stars know his reply.'" You will have to read the answer in the stars. Fun song. Bob Roberts singing Columbia A302 from March of 1906. And with that, we do come to the end of today's Stack of 78s here on the Shellac Stack. As always, thank you for taking a moment to tune in, listen to these records with me. I hope you've had fun this hour, and I hope you'll be back next time and join me for more 78s here on the Shellac Stack. I'll leave you this time, again, a little bit on the gloomy side, admittedly, but appropriate, I think. Benny Goodman and his orchestra, recorded in Hollywood in September 1935, a Gordon Jenkins tune, Lovely Thing. Benny Goodman used it as his theme song for years. It's called Goodbye. Thank you.